I'm Robin Amler of IBS Intelligence. You're listening to the IBS iViews podcast. With me is Graham Smith, Managing Director at Valopa, a transaction payment and expenses company offering a single operation solution for SMEs. Let's begin, Graham, by talking about the challenges that CFOs and FDs are facing in today's market. It's getting complicated out there.
Well, it certainly is, and there are far more options today than there ever have been. And I guess the challenge for the finance teams is to keep up with that, to keep on top of the changes in the industry, but at the same time, keeping their internal processes as efficient and as effective as they can. That's the area that we focus on. So the business aims to provide value to the finance team and the finance director. So as a fintech, we can develop solutions, and I would describe ourselves as a payment expense and solutions company, but a solution tailored for a corporate that will actually add some value in either smoothing processes, adding more control, adding more visibility, or streamlining resource requirements.
This is something that is going to be very necessary for particularly SMEs in today's marketplace because, as you say, there are a plethora of options available to them. And some people are just going to stand like a rabbit in the headlights and not make a decision because they'll be suffering from FOMO, fear of missing out. If I choose this solution, I'm going to miss out on something that's offered by that solution. But you can offer bespoke support.
Indeed. And the other alternative to doing nothing is they make the wrong decisions. So the companies that we've worked with to provide very good solutions to have come to us with the fact that they need something to help streamline their expense management, the card database that they have, and their cross-border transactions. For us, it's a case of listening first instance to what they have and what they're looking for, sharing what we have today that we think will help benefit, and then going listening again and actually having a consultative discussion about what we could do to help. Adding features or products that actually neither of us have described so far. So actually looking at specific solutions. And that's how we do very well with some of the clients that we've got.
Is this not something I can get from my bank if I'm a business?
If you're very lucky, some of the clients that we've had come to us have come and actually been amazed at what we can provide for them. And some of the comments is, well, I've been asking my bank for this for years. And they still can't give me a date as to when it might be available. And you're telling me you got it now. And 2 weeks later, after we've actually connected our client to our system, and they come back and say, this is great. I just wish I had this years ago.
What are the sort of services you're talking about there?
On the expense management side, complete control over payment cards across the business, integration to a corporate finance system. So we have integration from within our database to QuickBooks and Xero. We make the platform as easy as we can. So we have an open banking capability. So once the client's logged into our platform, not only do they have access to the card database, real-time transaction data, and integration to their finance system and or expense management system, but they also can then move money going through our open banking link to their banking service to save them having to go out and log into a separate portal.
One thing I noticed, and I think this is very brave of you to offer, the largest amount to spend on an expenses card in the world at 25 million euros. I'm not sure I'd trust myself with a card that's got a spending limit of 25 million euros.
So first of all, our card is actually not a credit card. It's a prepaid card. So you have far more control over the funds you carry on the card at any one time. The 25 million is being driven by client demand. So if you go back to 2019, when we first saw the need to increase our spend, our load and spend capability, we got a limit agreed with MasterCard at 15 million euros. The customer demand, as the customers have grown, have found the need to want more. We upped it to 20 million, and only just last year, we upped it to 25 million. So these are corporate spend limits. So in a corporate environment where you may have a few hundred cards, issued to your employees traveling around the world, the annual load limit of 25 million euros, it covers the annual expense budget for that company.
I hate that I'm going to do this, but I'm going to have to mention it. We are sitting talking to each other. You're a UK business. Have you seen more complication from your customers in terms of international payments and expense management since Brexit?
Yes. Well, Brexit just made us change things, change the way we do things. It didn't stop our business at all. We had, you know, once we saw it coming, we could plan and prepare for it. So our business has been able to provide services across Europe. We can still provide services across Europe. Our suppliers have actually provided the facility both in the UK and in Europe. So just for us, it's business as usual.
I think it's important to remind people of the kind of business you are and what you do. Because when I talk to a lot of fintechs, a lot of the fintechs I talk to are specifically involved in financial services. And what they're doing is in financial services. You're addressing the needs of all of business with what you're offering.
Well, potentially, yes. So there's certain areas we don't operate in today. We're not an investment company. We are a payment company. Our roots are in foreign exchange, cross-border processing. The expense card or the travel card is an addition to that. The recent integration, I say more recent integration, to make it an expense management facility, which we embarked on some years ago, is now a very mature product, competes with the best, and will continue to grow.
So how do you see the business growing? What's your next step?
The product itself continues to evolve, pretty much based on client feedback. We have a roadmap, provisional roadmap already set out for this year of new features and functions that our clients have asked for. So that will undoubtedly change as we go forward and priorities will kick in. But it is all about, and our focus remains, adding value to a finance team and plugging gaps and making processes simpler and easier and providing control to the finance team.
The finance team is the finance team of the business. I try to stress the point that what you're doing is offering a service to business. Can you give me some examples of the industries your clients are in?
Travel, aviation, some finance companies, consultancies. I mean, we typically target clients who have a need to send their people overseas on business. So it could be any industry, but say aviation is a very strong one for us. Both, I'd say yachts, charter yachts. So where you've got maybe a central finance team who are trying to manage cost, expenditure, payments for their people traveling anywhere in the world.
And going back to the question about the next step, what are the areas of development in your services that we can look to see?
So we'll extend the integration to finance systems. Say open banking, we've already implemented. Every time you make a change, every time you add a new feature, you have to keep an eye on the control and the security. And in our business, it's reconciliation. AI, often talked about, it will come in for us at some point. It will probably come in back office rather than front office to start with. That's pretty much where we are right now.
Graham Smith, Managing Director at Valopa, thank you very much.